intelligence, because like the OPSEC and everything like that, it's been well on its way for since even before the Charlottesville event. So I mean,
okay, yeah, just DM me.
Yeah, I will.
Or put me in touch with somebody who, you know, I don't know.
No, I will DM you, and I'll DM my quote-unquote commander or whatever inside of Vanguard, and then try to put you guys together and try to figure something out where we could actually release something for that main Charlottesville 2.0 server and put out a PDF or something like that. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I've been involved in different groups for doxing, and it's pretty easy. A lot of the time, they tend to put their information out there.
Yeah.
There's something Antifa related that Hunter Wallace just put on his Twitter. Where is this taken? Like, what's he referencing here? A chef.
I'm trying to figure out who these people are, honestly.
Those are Antifa. I don't know if that's not the park, is it?
So I've seen some other pictures, I think, of the same place with some weird people. I don't know. I don't know the park. I haven't been there yet.
Well, let me look in. It doesn't look like it, honestly, looking at Google Maps.
Has anybody commenting on that yet?
It just got posted 11 minutes, so let's see. Low energy Calicut should stay home. Oh, this is the Antifa at Amaranth.
BRB.
Oh, so it's opposite Amaranth. Yeah. Was anybody in Amaranth here in this chat?
No, I didn't get to go.
I know Kessler was. But anyway.
Yeah. Like I saw the YouTubes earlier, but that was pretty cool. A couple of my other friends were there, but.
Yeah. Everybody go there.
Outside of that screaming feminist bitch, I haven't really seen anything from Amaranth, hardly. Yeah, also, the other thing I would say that all the different groups should at least share with each other is the uniform and so on. I mean, at least somewhat. I mean,
yeah, what is the uniform? So we're going with, since we're working so close to Vanguard, we're going to go with white polos.
Yeah, I'm going to go polo and khaki myself.
What's the minimum deadlift one rep max to be in the lift waffle?
You just gotta be doing it, man. You just gotta show your gains. That's all you gotta do.
I don't know. I just hit like 230 today.
Congratulations. I'm in my third week, so I'm a little bit weaker than that.
It's okay. I mean, I've been doing it for a couple months.
I lost about 50 pounds in the past year or so. So
nice.
Been working hard.
I created
you went from being a serious fat ass to being like. Nice.
Yeah, I created a little web app for like competing, you know, alt-righters, reactionaries or whatever for weightlifting. I put it in general.
Yeah, nice. Let's not turn into a bunch of powerlifters, because then we have no endurance.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you gotta do. You gotta be able to run your 3 mile under 20 minutes.
It's
like going back to the Marine Corps, you know.
Yeah, I think endurance is probably more important, honestly, for our purposes.
Because it's like I see this huge dude in my gym who does 4 plate squat 5x5, and like I'm thinking if I made him angry, all I'd have to do is to run around for a minute.
what's the joke that my buddy Paul Gray Saxon text? He said. Christ.
If we're out in the woods and we get attacked by a bear, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Yeah. What is it? Cardio drops weight. No, cardio drops pounds, but weightlifting drops panties. That's what he said.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but chicks get too scared of powerlifters, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't be strong at low body fat percentages either, so you'd have to be, like, fat. And the only women who are really into those are, like, older women.
Oh, brother, what's wrong with that?
Having kids.
That's true, that's true.
My problem is I'm too skinny. I'm working on that, but...
How tall are you? How tall are you?
6 foot exactly.
Okay, 100 grams of oats, rolled oats in the morning. Boom. Not even kidding, just
boom.
Rolled oats.
Boom!
No, I'm not.
Booyah!
Do I, like, bendle them? Do I bendle them? Like, I don't get it.
No, just eat 100 grams of rolled oats every morning. You will gain weight, I guarantee it.
Put it in your Soylent.
Yeah, they need to be raw. Like, I don't get it.
No. Just make a bowl of oatmeal, 100 grams dry, and then make a bowl of that and eat that whole thing. And trust me, that will be hard as fuck to eat. It'll be hard as fuck to eat.
So what I recommend is, so y'all know sourdough culture, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you make a sourdough, right? It's making sourdough bread. So you gotta make a sourdough culture, which is basically a mixture of flour, water, and bacteria.
Yeah.
And so you can do the same thing with oats, although I recommend rye oats because they're a little bit how do I explain it? The bacteria kind of jumps to those a little bit better. The bacteria is in the air, and so what you do is you soak your oats overnight. And you take some of it, like maybe like half a cup or a cup, and you mix it into a smoothie. It's great. You mix it with some yogurt, some fruit. It tastes delicious. But you keep it going. So you have a little bit left, and you add more oats and water every day. And so you get this, like, fermented mixture of oats and water that just stays continually refreshed. I know this sounds really weird, guys, but it has a lot of bacteria that's really good for your gut. Really healthy. I did that for years. I need to start doing that again.
No, I get it. I make my own sourdough bread anyways, so I get what you're going for.
Cool. Also, sauerkraut, yogurt, kombucha.
Bread in general is really bad for chocolate. Aesthetics. It's a very fast processed carb. So you
not true. Not true.
It
no.
It is.
No.
Bread
not
is
true.
A very
no.
fast processed carb.
You're wrong. No, sir. I will tell you that freshly baked bread, and it has to be freshly baked bread. It cannot be processed bread bought from the grocery store, but it has to be bread that you immediately eat after it comes out of the oven, maybe an hour later. But it's the most it tends to be very bioavailable right after it comes out. And you have to buy extremely high-grade flour. And it just needs to be flour, water, salt, and sometimes an oil like butter or olive oil. And you don't need to eat it all the time. I'm just saying that it can be very good for you. But just don't fucking buy that goddamn bread at the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm just saying that bulking on bread is bad.
It's true, it's true, yeah.
All right, guys, I gotta hop. Good night.
See you soon.
Oh, you know what's really good to bulk on? Fucking... sweet potato with cream cheese.
Fuck yes. Oh, let me see. Oh. So it's been about 4 years now, but I used to juice every morning. Like, just juice. And I wasn't doing steroids. I was actually juicing. And I would take sweet potatoes and juice them with some, like, pieces.
What are you guys' thoughts on steroids? I'm thinking when I get to, like, 32, 33, I'm going to start a cycle.
I had a friend who did it. In fact, I think he's still doing it. You can't drink. Your liver will break down.
Well, you're supposed to get liver checks when you're on a cycle, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, I drink too much. I can't do the steroids. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing. Yeah, you can do it. You just gotta be careful. It's possible. You got to listen to Salty Seaman on the Fatherland. He talks about doing.
Yeah, isn't Seaman like fucking huge?
He's fucking jacked, dude. He's a fucking big dude. Nice guy.
Boy, oh.
Nice guy, but he can pick up a car over his head.
Dude, at TR WrestleMania, I wish I could have seen him and Doc Mayhem arm wrestle. That would have been great.
Yeah, the huge dudes, they don't win fucking arm wrestling competitions, actually.
Whatever.
They don't. Like, look up who the
champion is. I don't know. I believe you. I'm just saying.
We'll pick you up and fucking crush you, though.
Yeah, you pick you up and fucking crush you, but it's a different sort of thing.
All right, I'm going to bed, guys. Night.
Night.
Fair.
Man, I'm sorry I asked a stupid question and pissed you off, Demarcus. I just had to ask.
What question?
Like, oh, the fucking question about fucking going fishing.
Oh. You said that's pissed me off?
No, I'll tell you if I did something to piss you off. I did something to piss him off about a week ago that really pissed him off because he got under my skin with something before that and I wanted to get revenge. And it really pissed him off. Like, I kind of felt bad.
What, DeMarcus?
Yeah. Don't ask, but yeah. I'm sorry, DeMarcus.
I chose to forgive you.
Good.
Well, do y'all want to move back?
I mean, you did fuck my girlfriend, but she didn't even feel it, so I guess.
Do you guys want to move back to DeMarcus' server so we don't cloud this?
Okay. I'll go back there.
I'm going back to. Thank you.